Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
So Martha, I was telling you the other day that several people have contacted me about my book, The Great Exchange. And I'm actually kind of shocked by the response and what they told me. Joan told me something else that was really amazing too. But so they told me that they'd make it through the book. They would be, you know, going through it and they'd have to stop. And then they'd look to the Lord and trying to help with the revelation. And then they would turn around and then they, you know, either start over. One person told me that they started over and went back and ended up on the exact same page. And I told them, I said, you know, when I first listened to your message from the Spirit and the Wind CD series called the Mind of the Spirit, I don't know if I've told this story or not. I think I have, but I've told individuals regardless. And so, when I was listening to the Mind of the Spirit, I listened to it over and over and over again. And every time I would get to the end of the message, I would go, what did I just hear? What was I just listening to? And then I would rewind it. I'd play it again and I'd listen and I come to the exact same position. I'd be like, what did I just get? What did I just hear? And so finally, after, I don't know, it was 15, 20 times listening to it, and finally said, God, what is the problem here? And he said, you don't have the mind of the Spirit. I said, oh. So I did some dealing with him and worked with him and prayed. And then he said, now go listen. And I did. And the message was, you know, huge. And so this is back in the 90s. But I was amazed at that you couldn't get it. And the Spirit ministering to you the message, it doesn't matter how easy it was delivered. That the mind of the Spirit, from what I remember, I need to go back and listen to that. It was a very straightforward message. It was beautiful, but I could not get the revelation of it. I didn't even know what was said at the end of it. I was going, wow. And, you know, I could have just gone on with another message, but I realized that there was something there that I was supposed to get, and I wasn't getting it. And so that's kind of what I told this one person. I said that was my experience, and I'm wondering if that's not the experience you're having with the book, that you're hitting a wall, and that the Spirit really needs to do a work in your heart to go beyond that wall. Is that what you were wanting me to kind of kick this off with?
Yes, because I know exactly what that's about.
Oh, please tell me.
The Great Exchange is Christ in your life, and he takes your life and gives you his life. That's it.
Right.
Okay. In the 80s, the Lord gave me a revelation about Moses.
Oh, okay.
And the Lord said, Moses spoke to me face to face. He had miracles, but he could not go into the Promised Land.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I remember that revelation. Hooey.
And he showed me another. Joshua represents, Joshua Jesus, represents Christ, that only he can go in the Promised Land. And then I still didn't understand, because I knew he meant that I had to have the life of Christ to go in, but I couldn't understand how to get that.
Mm-hmm.
So some time went on, and a man named Major Ian Thomas from Great Britain came to speak at our church. He had a message so compelling, but I didn't understand a word of it. I knew there was something there so great, and I couldn't see it. I had the same sense that there was a wall there.
Wow, wow.
I think his book is called Not I, But Christ. I read that. I still couldn't get through the wall. And I would listen to his taped message, and I did like you. I listened. This was before I knew what you learned. Anyway. I didn't.
This is a long time ago.
This is a long, long time ago.
This is before I ever came. This is before I was even saved.
Right. he had a tape, and he gave several illustrations of what he was saying, that it's Christ. But I could not get it, and I began to pray. And when I was thinking about this morning, I remembered when Jesus said to the disciples, who do the people say I am? And they said, oh, Elijah and John the Baptist raised from the dead. And he said, who do you say I am? And Peter said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who's in heaven.
Oh.
Peter got it.
Wow.
Because the heavens opened and the Father showed him what it meant.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was the only disciple who answered out of the 12.
Well, you just connected that scripture to this. Whoa.
And so that's exactly what was going on with you and what's going on with me with Major Ian Thomas. I knew there was a magnificent something there, and I wouldn't rest until I knew what it was. I listened to that tape so many times that I would often say it out loud with him.
Yeah, I get it. I could do the same thing with the mind of the spirit.
So eventually I understood. And I want to start with this. In the New Testament, there's a word that's repeated quite often, and it has always intrigued me, mystery. Jesus said, to you have been given the mysteries of the kingdom, but not to them. So he would say, this and that is a mystery. And I was always intrigued because I looked up the word mystery in the Hebrew or the Aramaic, whichever language. And it means a secret hidden but intended to be revealed. That's a mystery. Mm. It's available, but somehow it has to be revealed. You can't just logically, mentally access that mystery. It has to be given to you as a gift of sight and revelation.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, yeah.
So here is the mystery. Well, it says in Colossians, Jesus existed before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the controlling, cohesive force of the universe. Is that the mystery? No. That's plain. He did these things. He holds the universe together. We can understand that. This is not said to be a mystery. It's an explanation of who Christ is. It pleased, and then in Colossians 1:19, it pleased the Father for all the fullness of deity, the sum total of his essence, to dwell permanently in his Son. Is that the mystery? It doesn't say so. It doesn't say that's the mystery. Okay, in Colossians 1:25, Paul is speaking, and he's saying, in this church I was made a minister according to the stewardship which God entrusted to me for your sake, so that I might make the word of God fully known to you. Paul had an assignment, a stewardship. This is also something I looked up because I saw that I had the stewardship, and you have it too. But it is that treasure of the mystery.
A steward of the mystery. Yes, steward of the mystery. Mm-hmm.
And the steward means you're a caretaker, a protector, a overseer of that treasure. Okay? God entrusted to me that I might make known the word of God fully known among you. That is the mystery which was hidden from angels and mankind for ages and generations.
Wow.
That's a great mystery. Because God deliberately hid it for every generation up to this one. But now it has been revealed, has to be revealed to his saints, God's children, God's people. God in his eternal plan chose to make known to them how great for the Gentiles. Now understand, he didn't speak this to the Jews yet. He was speaking this mystery to the Gentiles.
Wow.
For great for the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in and among you, the hope and guarantee of realizing the glory. Now, we've read that all. There's no Bible student that hasn't read that a dozen times, if not 100.
And I love
and
it.
And we don't get it,
right,
even though we read it,
right,
because we have only our mind engaged with that verse. But if you get a sniff of the mystery, which you did, and I did, the mystery becomes something that you want, that you know is realer than real. And that's only explainable by the Holy Spirit. Christ in you. we proclaim him warning and instructing in all wisdom, to present every person complete in Christ, mature, fully trained, perfect in him, the anointed. See, our stewardship is to make known that mystery for it, because it is the maturity of the saints. And Paul said, for this I labor, often to the point of exhaustion, striving with his power and energy, which so greatly works within me. But I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you. His struggle was the stewardship of that. He wanted to be able to tell the mystery. And when you have the revelation, you have the responsibility to pass it on to the other saints.
Wow. So the thrust of his ministry was all to be a steward of the mystery.
Exactly.
Wow.
And then he goes on to say, my hope is that their hearts may be knit together in love, so they may have all the riches that come from the full assurance and understanding, the joy of salvation, resulting in an intimate knowledge of the mystery of God, that is Christ. And this is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge regarding the word and the purposes of God.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.